Houston. Drake is still in the house.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Wayne. You had a line of fireworks I always loved. You said that you hope your success doesn't alter your relationship.
Yeah.
And now he's out of jail. Has it ever altered your relationship?
Luckily, no, not at all. Wayne is super proud, and he, you know, he's out of jail now, working on music, and I'm seeing like a very like almost younger, lighthearted Wayne. You know, I mean, not to say he was ever like a bad person to be around, but I just mean, you know, I think before he went in, things were a little heavier. You know, they were the Wayne that I remember before he went in was plagued with the fact that I think he had to go to jail.
That's a heavy cloud.
It's a heavy thing to bear. So seeing him out now, you know, I mean, we're talking every day. I'm just waiting to we're in the same city so I can hear this Carter 4, because I hear it's incredible. And it's great, man. He is definitely a true. It's amazing when somebody's genuinely proud of you. You can tell. You can look in their eyes and see it, or you can feel the energy. When someone's like, "Oh man, yeah, good job," and then they like look away, and you're like, "You didn't."
I do that all the time.
Man.
When Farragut did that to me the first day I was up here.
Sure did. You're doing a great job, Elliot.
No slap boxing. There was all these rumors, you know.
That was weird, man.
You pushed each other and knocked each other upside the head, weird. All that.
Come on. Nah, way too much positive.
Here's another guy they always want to have. They always want you to have tension with. Kanye West. Now, I know.
Really?
What I wanted to ask you about was All the Lights. Like, we had heard a leak of it, and you were on the record, and then the final came out, and you weren't on it. Do you know why you weren't on the final version, or do you feel a way about it?
No, I mean, Kanye's creative process is ever changing. You know, I mean, he's one of those guys. We make music differently. You know, I make what comes to me, and I hate changing it. You know, whereas Ye will change something 30 or 40 times to get it perfect. And I mean, it to each their own. Mm-hmm. And you know, the change was to put all those people on it, and I wasn't one of them. That's, you know, it's completely okay.
Yeah.
I definitely understand the creative process, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he had a triumphant moment after all the negativity that he's had to endure. And you know, Ye'll always be. I mean, I can never sit here and tell you that's not one of my idols. That's not one of my favorite rappers. I can't say that. You know, whatever energy I've ever felt, you know, is irrelevant when you ask me what do I think of Kanye West. I'm gonna always have something positive to say, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but sometimes the energy is not always where you want it to be.
I mean, it's
small things to a giant.
I just I feel as if we can coexist. You know, I feel like hip hop is broad enough that we can both exist and give great music and without feeling like it's one or the other. But you know, I don't know if I'm the only, I might be the only one that feels that way. You know, but it's all like I said, man. You ask me what do you think of Kanye West, I'll never be like, man, I think nah, man. He's part of the reason why I'm here. You know, musically, I mean, one of the most inspiring people that I watched grow from really point A. I mean, it's like we talk about the greats, like, you know, Big, Pac. I wasn't there the first time they dropped a record. You know, I don't know if I was necessarily attentive to hip hop because I was too young. You know, I'm 24 years old. Kanye West was the first artist that I watched his career span from the moment, the first freestyle, the first set of mixtapes to now. So, I mean, I always have a special place for that, you know, in my heart, and I'm, you know, I'm always grateful for the opportunity to work with.
Well, speaking of special places, I know Nicki Minaj's success has to be a wonderful thing too.
That is my favorite.
And you're on a new single, right? Moment for Life. That's going to be the new single she's putting out.
Yeah,
right?
We're supposed to be shooting a video for it. I'm sure it's going to be great. And man, Nicki Minaj. We were just talking about that yesterday. Just like,
why did we just grab her ass? That's what we wanted to know.
did
you see that?
No,
I
didn't. No, I wasn't mad. No, I wasn't mad, man. If I was Regis, I'd do the same thing. But I mean, it's crazy, man. We all used to ride this rag, like this. Well, I won't say raggedy because Wayne got it for us.
The Memphis Bleak bus.
Yeah, we used to ride a pretty shabby bus, and it was like 10 of us on there, and you know, two of the people on there were me and Nicki, man. I used to just stare at this girl like, what is going to happen? Like, what is this going to turn into? A female rapper? But, you know, it was never all the outfits, all the things that are going on now. They were never present back then, you know. So I'm staring at like this girl stripped down in her natural essence, not literally stripped down.
Easy, Dre.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But I'm staring at this woman like, what, you know, I wonder, and she's probably looking at me like this kid from Canada, like, what's going to come of this?
Biracial,
you know?
Jewish, right? Canadian,
like,
boy.
So we're just kind of spending all these days being like, what is the plan for this Young Money thing? And it's so incredible, man, just to see, you know, Thank Me Later did whatever it did, and then just for another artist off of our team and our label to follow up and do something equally as incredible, if not more incredible, because of the records that she's broken and just her, the woman thing. I mean, I think she's just a great rapper. I don't think she's a great female rapper, but
so she doesn't have to answer Lil Kim and none of that. Just keep it moving.
I've said this for a minute now. I would just, why? What's to even say? What do you want to talk about? You know, what do you want to talk about? I mean,
what
success?
We talking about, Jay-Z style.
Yeah.
So what we talking about
real shit? Or we talking about rap, man? For real.
Well, we're going to talk about some more rap.
Yeah.
More with Drake, Shade 4-5.